Hey everyone, welcome back to the Orange Chair Podcast. Today's episode is all about Highland RPA, and this actually will conclude our Highland offering series that we've been doing over the last year. We've had a lot of fun and learned a lot of things about Highland and their suite of offerings and technology. So this episode is all about Highland RPA, and I've got two special guests with me today, Tim Tallickson and Brian Lay, but I will let them introduce themselves to you.
Alex, hi. Thanks for having me on here. Tim Tallickson with Highland. Been with Highland, this is my 20th year now, so longtime employee with this company, and seen an awful lot of changes over time, and have had the opportunity to work alongside Keymark for all of that time as well. So looking forward to this conversation.
And hi, Alex. I'm Brian Lay, Director of RPA Sales at Keymark. And I've been with Keymark for about 2.5 years. I initially got hired as a solution architect on the RPA side, and just recently picked up a bag and started selling. So nice to be here.
Great. Well, I always love to do this on my episodes to kick off what we're talking about, and I would love to learn a fun fact about you guys.
Fun fact. I know that all of you folks down there in South Carolina are big Clemson football fans. And I've had the opportunity to attend a few Clemson football fans. And, you know, certainly after this weekend, not sure what people are going to listen to this podcast, but we had a great weekend of football this last weekend. I have actually become a huge European soccer fan, which is not all that common, I think, here in the States. And a lot of it has to do with RPA. The company that we work with, Highland RPA, is actually located in Cologne, Germany. And I've become a rabid fan of Bundesliga, German soccer league. And, you know, as an American, one of the things that always held me back from being a soccer fan was I always thought the game had, you know, some elements in it of players flopping. And, you know, the game just wasn't like American football. But I will tell you that the Germans do it quite different. It's very organized, very structured. There's nobody flopping on the field like you see in some of the Premier League and things like that. So fun fact about me, only been a couple of years, but I'm a pretty much rabid Bundesliga German soccer league fan.
Have you ever been to a soccer game, or is that on the bucket list to do?
Oh, I've had the opportunity to travel to Germany and see a game there. And again, tremendously different atmosphere than American soccer, but it's much more like college football kind of environment for sure.
And I guess if you're looking for a fun fact about me, along those lines, I just kind of thought of it just now, but I went to the Citadel, which is a little tiny military school in Charleston, South Carolina, and we had about 2,000 students there, and I played rugby, and so I got recruited to play football, didn't end up playing football, but played rugby, loved it. And our little school, we were pretty good. We were in the top 5 in the country for all the collegiate rugby teams. So, you know, that's my fun little fact. Had a great time getting off a restriction, because at a military school, you get punished for just little things. And you're not allowed to leave campus the entire time. So rugby got me off of campus and got me traveling around the country. So it was a lot of fun.
Wow.
That is a fun fact.
Yeah, now I imagine rugby and football is very similar. Am I wrong, or am I right in that assumption?
I think they're very similar, and I think the mentality that you have to play either one is very, very similar. Yeah. The game's a little bit different, but you have to be mentally and physically tough.
I think over the last 2 years, I've become a fan of odd sports that are televised on TV. So not only have I watched a lot of European soccer, a lot of rugby, a lot of cricket, things like that. It's a good time to get involved in some of those more obscure sports.
Yeah, I mean, one of my favorite Olympic sports to watch is ice curling.
Of course, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's so intense. And you wouldn't think it would be, but it is. Thank you both for joining me on the podcast today. I want to go ahead and jump right into this and understand the history of Highland RPA. Tim, can you tell me about the inception and, you know, what pushed Highland to get into the RPA space?
It's a great question. Well, our customers is why we moved into the RPA space. We purchased an organization, as I kind of mentioned there, a company called Another Monday, which was a well-established German-based RPA company. And if you look back in some of the Forrester and Gartner reports, you'll see their name in there, and they had some strengths and weaknesses and differences, you know, according to those analysts, just like any other vendor. And our customers were rapidly making purchases of RPA products, and our partners were signing up with some RPA vendors to support those customers. And so it made a lot of sense for Hyland to make a move in that direction, because RPA just couples so naturally with our product set. So it made a lot of sense, and that's what our customers were doing. So what we really wanted to do was give our customers an option of continuing to work with Hyland, to purchase from Hyland, and to use a Hyland-supported product for their RPA needs going forward. And that was really the main trigger for us moving into that space, was our customers were asking us and pushing us to support them among the many choices that are out there in the marketplace. A lot of good choices out there, too.
Great. So, you know, we talk a lot about RPA here at Keymark, and we've got, you know, a lot of content surrounding RPA and why we believe that it's such a great product and such a great solution to have for an organization. But Tim, from Hyland's perspective, why is an RPA solution so important? Like, what are the benefits? If you could give me, you know, a few use cases.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, coming from the long timer OnBase Hyland perspective that I have, I've been configuring OnBase workflows for a pretty long time. And now I have this viewpoint where I look at every queue. And this is just one example of how RPA can be beneficial to our customers. But I look at every queue and think to myself, that could be further automated, right? That could benefit from the use of RPA. Now, the question you have to ask yourself is, does the benefits outweigh the costs of bringing RPA in there? Ultimately, you know, ROI is sort of like a, you know, big factor into the equations. But, you know, if somebody's using RPA, if somebody's using Hyland Workflow and they're routing documents to a queue and they're serving those documents up for a person to work on, and that person has related documents and they have ad hoc tasks and they have external systems that they're working with, they're using OnBase exactly how it was designed and exactly how it's been deployed for decades. But by bringing RPA into that mix, we could take a lot of the work that a person is doing, physically going to other systems, updating keywords, checking to see the status of something in an external website. All of those things are candidates for automation by a bot. Now, those high volume queues that have lots of documents and lots of people, load balance type queues, those are prime candidates because, you know, we're not looking to replace all of the people in that process, but we can automate a tremendous amount of that work and then reduce the number of people that are working in that area of an organization and allow them to really focus on the, you know, the work that takes a human mind to make decisions, right? To deal with, ambiguous situations, to deal with customer support situations. But those things that can be automated, RPA is a great tool for helping our customers do that.
Great. Yeah. You mentioned a few examples of how Hyland RPA integrates with the, you know, workflow, things that that OnBase inherently does. So when an organization, you know, is already utilizing OnBase, how can Hyland RPA further support their technology efforts, such as integration with other products they may have, or what sets Hyland RPA apart from others in the space?
This is going to be maybe an interesting way for me to answer this, but there are many, many similarities among the RPA products in the space. It is a very quick moving industry. There are some well-known players in that space that have very large, you know, marketing budgets that they bombard our customers with webinars and email campaigns and things like that. So there's no doubt our customers know some of the big players in that space. You look at any Gartner or Forrester report. We don't really try and position ourselves and say we have this grand set of capabilities that those products don't have. There's a lot of parity between the products, right? And again, that may be an interesting way for me to approach that, meaning there's not too much unique and different about our product. But we can bring a lot of the same capabilities that those other vendors do. We can bring it to our existing customers and allow them to continue to work with Highland. They can, you know, make incremental purchases on an existing licensing agreement that they may already have in place or some other purchasing vehicle that they have in place. They can work right through our same partner network, or if they're working directly with us, with the same support team that they know and love. So we're giving our customers choice, but what we really feel is we're giving them a great technical product that stands up well to scaling. And we're also giving them something that the other vendors cannot, which is a sense of security of dealing with the same technology and people that they have been all along. And that's really why I go back to my sort of answer of why we moved into the space. We did it for our customers to reduce the amount of risk that those customers may have by incorporating other technology and other vendors to work in their existing solutions and allowing them to make a less risky solution or less risky decision about continuing to work with us as a company, us and our partner network, of course.
And Tim, if I could follow up on that, since you know, you all purchased Another Monday in the past year, I know that you've made some great strides to create some of those integrations for your existing customers. Can you dive in a little bit deeper on what integrations you have into OnBase and what sort of benefit one of your RPA customers would have by adopting the technology?
Yeah, absolutely. Good sort of point to bring up there. Well, so think of it this way. When you are working in an OnBase environment, whether it be workflow or WorkView or any of our automation pieces, right? So, of course, OnBase is well known for capturing and storing documents. That's great. But when you're looking to automate business processes and use some of those automation tools like workflow and WorkView, well, we've built into those products integrations where it can speak directly to Highland RPA to initiate or kick off a bot request. So, you know, a document shows up in a queue and we need to go check an external website for the status of something, you know, some sort of, maybe it's a state run, you know, government site or something like that. Well, when that document shows up, the document communicates to the bot and says, hey, can you go do this piece of work for me? And when you're done, let me know. Well, we've made those configurable options so that our customers and our partners can deploy them quickly without any sort of custom programming. Make it really easy. Make the time of deployment easier. Remove the risk of error in any of those configurations. And I think most importantly, make them supportable going forward because they're configurable options. And on the flip side, we've made the RPA product OnBase aware, meaning that as you go down through the configuration inside of RPA, there's going to be activities in there that say things like update keywords, create new document, update WorkView object. So that familiar language of an OnBase environment that a system administrator may have, when they go over to Highland RPA and work in this new configuration, they're going to see things that make a lot of sense to them and really ease the ability to create those integration points for themselves.
You know, Tim, you've been talking about, you know, how Highland RPA can integrate with, you know, current OnBase tools and assets like WorkView and things like that. I did want to ask about the ease of use for Highland RPA. You know, I've had some discussions with some other vendors out there, and they talk a lot about, you know, their product is no code or their product is low code or things like that. What can you speak to how Highland RPA acts?
Yeah, those are always good terms, right? No code. I've never met a product that's no code. I write code in Microsoft Excel, right? So there's code everywhere. But, you know, it is a menu-driven exercise to configure RPA processes. And again, we've always prided ourselves on the OnBase side when you're configuring document types or setting up workflow queues or configuring WorkView objects, menu-driven. There are points in there, hooks in there where you can write code and call external programs and, you know, hook into a web service or an API when necessary. But the experience of configuring and deploying a bot in our environment is very much a menu-driven exercise that can easily be handled by, you know, your sort of prototypical on-base system administrator. And we make all of the training, classes, and documentation available through our premium subscription service so that people can quickly become comfortable with configuring these bots and putting them into a production environment. So I wouldn't call it no code because there is an opportunity to write code should you need it, but it can be done in a very low code way for sure.
So, you know, Brian asked a great question about the enhancements that you guys have made to Another Monday since acquiring it. Where do you see Highland RPA product going in the future?
Yeah, that's good. Well, continual upgrades on those integration points. So we've got some of the fundamentals in there, but they'll, you know, if anybody's worked with on-base workflow over the years, you know that we had a certain set of rules and actions at one point, and now there's literally hundreds of them in there. So we're going to continue to build out small pieces that allow the products to tie together to greatly minimize the need to write any code or do any scripting between the two of them. That's really the goal there. So there's going to be a continued amount of activities, rules, actions, that sort of stuff coming out that are aware of each other in the products. We're going to be moving in the direction of stitching RPA into some of our capture products. So we've got integration points there. Brainware, our Highland Experience Capture, which is a completely web-based capture product. So there'll be work done there to tie those products together in a more configurable manner. And then really building out the REST API set of the RPA product so that we can have this product much more, let's just call it, say, cloud-aware, right? Most folks that deploy an RPA product do so locally on-premise. That's what we've seen. That's not necessarily a rule. You can deploy it in either way, really. But we're hoping to continue to develop the product to make it more available in our Highland Cloud so that customers, just like they can quickly deploy a Highland solution up in the cloud, that they've got options for deploying their RPA products in the same way.
Awesome. Well, thank you both so much for being on the podcast. As our time comes to a close today, do you guys have any final thoughts? Like maybe I asked something that you would like to elaborate on, or maybe there was something that you want to touch on that I didn't ask.
I do. Just to, you know, talking to the customers out there, thinking about, there's so many people that are well-versed in the RPA products and can jump right in, maybe even have a lot of experience. But if you're one of those people that are sitting there saying, I'm not really sure where to start. Great. We have some help for you. If you visit the Highland RPA page on our community website, not only do we have a lot of helpful information about use case examples and product information, marketing type information about the product, but you can also download the software itself and put it into a test environment. We allow our customers to download a license of the software and use it in a full-blown way to configure bots, but in a time-limited basis, a 90-day license to do that. So that's very helpful to get folks going quickly. As I mentioned, you can also visit the premium subscription area to take some training classes online. We've got some e-courses that everything from 10 minutes long to 4 hours long, depending upon what sort of depth you're looking for. And then we've also got some pre-configured bots that we have made available for our customers on an area that we call try.highland.com that lets you try out some of our software in real time. And those pre-configured bots will allow system administrators to do some of the more tedious on-base tasks in an automated way. So if you've ever found yourself having to create a whole bunch of keywords or doc types in an on-base system, you know that there's a lot of screens to repetitively go through to go ahead and do that. So we've done things like made some bots that read all that information from a spreadsheet and then go through the act of entering all those keystrokes into the on-base system for you. So what we've hoped to put together there for our customers is they can get their hands on the software, they can get their hands on the training, and they can even get their hands on some bots that they could use to help them do their jobs a lot easier, all in the thought of getting them better acclimated with understanding how RPA works and how they can see it in their environment going forward.
And I would just add, you know, there's a lot to the software. And like Tim said, all the major vendors have a very similar offering. One thing we don't talk about enough, I think, with RPA are the process mining and process analytics that go into the tools. So Highland has a very capable area in this regard for process mining and task mining. And this is really tools and products that tell you what you think you know, but you really don't know what's going on in a workflow. So these sort of use artificial intelligence to look at things like log files or little programs that are installed on everybody's machine for task mining that go into extreme detail on every single step that users are doing, and then it uses artificial intelligence to pull all this information together and give you insights as to the bottlenecks and inefficiencies in different processes. So I would say as you get into your RPA journey, look at the process analytic features within Highland RPA, because they're definitely a differentiator and can add a huge amount of value from what I've seen, especially in the healthcare space. And we know that almost every Epic account has OnBase on the backside. There's tremendous opportunity to really become more efficient by using that part of the platform, the process mining and task mining.
Well, great. Well, thank you both so much for being on the podcast today. I appreciate you bringing all of your knowledge about Highland RPA and sharing with our listeners about it.
Thanks so much, Alex. Thanks, Brian.
Alex.
Thank you for joining us on the Orange Chair Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Keymark and is produced by Clay Tootin and me, your host, Alex Frazier. For more information on OnBase by Highland, please visit our website at www.keymarkinc.com/onbase-software. Again, that's www.keymarkinc.com/onbase-software. Never miss an episode by subscribing to our podcast channels wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, like and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Orange Chair Podcast. Want to get in touch? Send us an email at toc@keymarkinc.com. Again, that's toc@keymarkinc.com.